Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this is a little different than these usually happen, but welcome to you, Jim Field.
Good morning.
Yes, good to have you here. And yes, we want to talk about the Iowa Broadcasters of Iowa, just their association named Iowa Broadcaster of the Year. And his name happens to be Jim Field. That's for the year 2014. Congratulations, Jim.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I just want to double check. On the plaque, it says Jim Field, not Fields.
They spelled my name right.
Because, you know, a lot of people still call Jim Fields.
I know.
So I just thought we'd just clarify that a little bit. So you were at the annual meeting. Was this a surprise?
Yeah, it's always a surprise.
That's good.
They never tell you in advance. They usually work around behind your back and find out the information they need to find out, which I learned later on came from my wife.
Of course.
As well as staff here.
Of course.
So I appreciate their work, and I now hate them forever for keeping it a secret.
No, I think those kind of things are best kept secret. And of course, they had to make sure you were going to show up. But you've been showing up at this annual meeting for many years. How long have you and KJN been a member?
A long, 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 long time. I spent time on the board. Al Hazelton, one of my predecessors, spent time on the board and was president of the organization. Red E.G. Faust was spent time on that board, was president of the organization. KJAN's had a long history of being involved in the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Kind of set a precedent that Jim Field was also going to be president on the board.
It eventually got to be my turn, I guess, yeah. Spent 9 years on the board and went through the ranks, and then my time came 2005, 2006. Okay. I served as president of the organization and was honored to do that. You know, pretty much everybody, I think, in every industry, it seems like, has their association. Some folks take an interest in it. Some more so than others.
Some just pay their dues and
go,
okay, I got to be a member.
Exactly. Just like anything else. But, you know, it's really not asking too much. And that's kind of always been our philosophy here. It's not asking too much to get involved. There's so many things outside of your four walls that have a direct effect on how you can operate your local business, not just from a business side, but from a public service side. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's really a benefit to you to take advantage of the opportunities given to have a say in what the future is going to hold.
You bet. And so what is the major purpose or mission of the Iowa Broadcasters Association?
Well, I can read it for you because I
All
wrote
right.
it down. Right there on our website, it says that the Iowa Broadcasters Association's mission is radio and TV stations working to promote, protect, and enhance free over-the-air broadcasting. It's just that. It's to keep something that's readily available for folks as a quality service.
So at the annual meeting, what kind of issues or what kind of discussions do you have related to that mission?
Well, our annual meeting in Des Moines is typically, or West Des Moines actually, is typically more of a, there's a sales component to it. There's an opportunity for salespeople to go to school. There's an opportunity. This year they include some programming issues there as well, but, you know, some federal issues that we deal with as far as federal compliance. We are regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. And then we also learn some different things. We get sessions on some broadcast issues as well as some workplace issues and things too, like many other organizations will do. But, you know, to me, some of the more enjoyable parts of that include the opportunities I get to sit down and visit with some of the guys and gals that I served with on the board when I was there. Some of them are still on the board finishing up their terms now. And, you know, just it's kind of old home week.
So it's not just the more or less formal plan kinds of things that you can learn from, but you visit with folks, networking, we call that, I guess.
Yeah, it's such a big part of it.
The just visiting, like with friends. But,
yeah.
But I'm sure you talk about other kinds of issues that you all face.
Oh, absolutely. And on the national level, too. I know in my time serving on the Iowa Broadcasters Association Board of Directors, for a number of those years, I also had an opportunity to attend leadership conferences in Washington, D.C. each year. That's part of the responsibilities of board members. Part of it is a leadership training, things like that. But also part of it is it's a lobbying trip as well. We get a chance to meet up with our congressmen and senators on their turf. A lot of times we see them here on our turf, too. We always have contact with them, but chance to see them on their turf a little bit and visit with them about some of the issues that they're dealing with that have a direct effect on us back home too. So those kinds of things are really important as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything right now that you're working with federal government with? I'm thinking most people have no clue because we're not in the radio business. I mean, people listening have no idea what kind of issues might be going on that you really need to be in Washington, D.C. You need to have those contacts.
You know, it's really, gosh, there are so many issues that go on all the time. One was just dealt with in the Supreme Court. You mentioned radio, but we are radio and TV. We work together as a group to enhance what we do. But the issue with Aereo, which might not be a big issue to folks here, but it is a big issue to folks in some of the large cities, too, where Aereo was a company that was pulling over-the-air free signals of television stations and then selling that as a service on the internet. Well, you're selling someone else's product. That's kind of a copyright infringement. It ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court before they ruled in broadcasters' favor. Yeah, it's just a fairness issue. It might be things like that. There are other issues, like, for example, one that I'm kind of watching on right now. One of the FCC commissioners, Commissioner Pye, he grew up in Kansas, and he grew up listening to AM radio, like many of us. You're probably the same as
yes,
I was.
Well, I have two none, yes.
Yeah, we grew up with a little transistor radio under our pillow at night, you know, listening to the radio and the faraway stations and things. It was always kind of fun. Well, the AM band is being more and more cluttered up these days by other things that are out there. There are so many things, cellular phone, all kinds of communications towers and things out there that are really, you know, harming the AM band. So he really has an interest in trying to do something with it. So he's got several proposals out there that folks are discussing right now about what to do and to enhance that service as well. So, you know, you can never sit back and just relax and think things will be tomorrow the same as they are today. There are always issues being discussed.
And as listeners, again, we most of the time do not have any clue about that. We just take for granted that the service is going to be there. We're going to be continue to get AM. We're going to continue to be able to turn on our radios. Or if we don't turn on a radio, we can listen to our computers or whatever. But we're still going through the radio. I mean, it comes from here. And we just take it for granted.
Well, and I appreciate that from a listener's standpoint. They might not care about all these little issues that we deal with, which turn into larger issues in our industry, but that's what, for example, the National Association of Broadcasters and the Iowa Broadcasters Association are all about. Not only do they work on our behalf, but on the listeners' behalf as well. We want it to be easy. We want you to just have to do nothing more than turn on the button, hit mm-hmm. the on switch, yeah. and away you go. But, you know, there are issues behind the scenes that have to happen to make sure that continues.
Let's talk a little more about the Iowa Broadcasters Association in terms of, like, membership. You mentioned radio and TV. Do most of the radio and TV stations, businesses belong?
In Iowa, we're pretty blessed. Yeah, we're pretty blessed in Iowa. It's not that way in all states, but in Iowa, we have a pretty good, tight-knit group of folks. We don't have a tremendous number of television stations, as you can imagine, that they would, say, for example, in California or Florida or New York or something like that. But the television participants as well are solid participants. They take a great interest in what's going on and understand the importance of being involved in the process. So we've been lucky that way.
And is there, like, monthly communication? Is there a newsletter? You know, you have an annual meeting. Are there other ways that you stay in touch?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Sue Toma is our longtime executive director at the Iowa Broadcasters Association. For folks who might have a history in eastern Iowa, Sue, a long time ago, she'll hate me for saying that, but some years ago was a prominent television personality in the Cedar Rapids market, so she knew firsthand about some of the things that were going on there, too, and boy, I'm trying to think of how long she's been with the Iowa Broadcasters Association
now. She
won't
want you to say.
Yeah, I'm sure it's been over 20 years. Sorry,
oh,
Sue.
Oh, well,
just
you
did
know,
that
she,
to
can,
you.
She can still be a young person in 20. I mean, you know, time goes by, and sometimes, you know, age is a benefit because we keep learning more things.
Well, we like to think that, don't we?
Yes, we do. We're going to just keep on that
track. We keep
track.
Telling the younger people that that's why we're still important. You know, one other thing, too, is the future as well, and one of the things I know I was involved in and was fortunate to be involved in was the Court and McElroy Foundation. Court and McElroy is named after two fellas. I'm not going to get into the history there, but two broadcast pioneers here in Iowa that helped to found, they started a foundation. They went around and asked broadcasters around the state to kick in some money for seed capital to start a foundation, a fund, with the purpose of that fund being to enhance broadcasting. It was kind of left wide open. It kind of morphed into a scholarship fund. And at this, the last time I looked, we had in that fund, the principal in that fund was well over $4 million. Oh, and it's, so it's grown over the years, and we've been able to give out hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in scholarships to young people who want to get into the broadcasting industry, too.
And a few of those have come through KJN.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's pretty exciting stuff. So, again, congratulations on being the Iowa Broadcaster of the Year. We appreciate the information about the Iowa Broadcasters Association. And in light of the fact that the 4th of July is just around the corner, here's a thought. The nation will remain the land of the free only as long as it is the home of the brave.